It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Town of Normal Council approved some zoning changes in West Normal and discussed the overdue demolition of a building, part of the former Illinois Soldiers and Sailors Children's School. In the studio, as he is most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings, is Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos. Chris, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.
Good to be here.
We'll talk about the public input session last week to answer questions and receive comments on the underpass and overpass as well. This would be to bridge Uptown and Uptown South. But let's first talk about the development off Cottage. How is what was once planned different than what is planned for that area today?
Well, I think the demand for the senior low-income housing in the community wasn't what the developer expected and decided to change his direction a little bit. And I think the market is similar that he's going after, but he's now, instead of a multifamily scenario, is doing what we call duplexes, zero lot line.
And this required a zoning change?
Because it was the whole area was done as a planned unit development, it did require a revocation of the planned unit development and some zoning changes and things like that.
How did the nature area and the gravel path as part of that become part of this development? How did that come about?
Well, primarily that is because that portion of ground backs up to our lime sludge pit that we use for water treatment. And the fact that the soils in that area and the adjacency to that sludge lime pit really don't lend itself to reasonable development, it's a beautification project on the project.
So that's what I see when I look at a Google map, the white area with the green lake. That's the lime sludge pit. I've always wondered what that was.
That's what it is. We call it Crystal Lake.
The development will include what will be mostly private streets. Should these streets be subject to the town's complete streets policy and include sidewalks?
My sense is they will include sidewalks. I'm not sure on that.
I think there were sidewalks that led up to the development, but no sidewalks as part of it. There just wasn't room.
That could be. And privately, there's so little traffic in that area. There's not that many units that, no, I don't think it needs to.
What about in general, private streets and complete streets in general? Does it depend on the development?
It does, and we see so few private streets anymore, developers requesting private streets that, you know, you're going to ask me a question that gets pretty technical in terms of code enforcement that I'm not going to be able to answer. But generally, we see so few of those, it's not been an issue.
You alluded to this. Who will the housing serve, and is this development filling a niche, do you think?
Well, I think in the sense that it's an infill project, it's infill development, it will be modest housing. So I think it'll be at the lower end.
Affordable.
Lower end of the price range. So I think it does definitely fit a need.
Mayor Chris Koos is on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. What's the hang-up in demolishing the ISSCS administration building?
Well, my understanding was that they weren't able to secure the financing that they needed to move forward on the project. And so in a discussion, we had decided to go forward with a revocation of the agreement. But in the meantime, when we started that conversation, the owner was able to get financing. And while it does delay the project a little bit, the project will start with asbestos removal fairly soon. And we have assurances from their banker and a developer who is assisting the owner of the property that the financing is indeed in place.
The town could have taken legal action here. It just wasn't worth it.
Well, you know, actually, if we'd taken legal action, it would have cost the town more money in the long term. It would have taken longer.
So the building would still be standing longer.
The building
longer.
Would be standing. So we felt this was the appropriate direction to go with it.
In exchange for demolition, the town is paying Nicholas Africano, the landowner, and getting some land in exchange. What are those details again? We've talked about this before because you've approved this agreement once. What you did last night was extend it.
Right. And so the owner of the property has the ability to, in effect, purchase or pay us back for the demolition on that. And then the property, that property would continue to be his. If he's unable to do that in a time frame, then the property, the ownership reverts to the town, and we would seek a developer to do some kind of residential project on that.
The town gets some land regardless, right? Don't they get a corner there, a beach, and Osage?
Yeah, we do get a piece of land.
There's also part of that deal is that Nicholas Africano is supposed to restore the historic infirmary building. He's going to turn that into an art studio. Mr. Africano has owned the administration building and the infirmary for decades. There's now a delay with the demolition of the administration building. Are you confident that the building will actually get torn down and the other will actually get rehabbed and the town will actually get the land that this is going to move forward?
Well, that's a lot of ifs.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. I'm completely confident that the administration building will get torn down. The other projects, we'll have to wait and see.
There is an increased level of required communication in the new agreement, correct?
Correct. What's
built into that?
We need to hear from status updates from the owner of the property every 45 days.
And some people are really sorry to see a historic building torn down. Can we remind listeners again why this building just doesn't work for modern purposes and the condition of this building?
Well, the building would be demolished by early October. And half to two-thirds of that time is asbestos removal. That's a very expensive issue. Plus, the building is a very well-built building, but it was built for a very specific purpose. And there are a lot of load-bearing walls in that building that you can't remove. And it's offices. It's a series of offices, and they're small. For about 2 years, we'd sent an RFP out for redevelopment on that, and assisting the owner on that, because we would have liked to have seen that building rehabbed, but no one was willing to spend the money to do it. The cost was astronomical.
And an open floor plan out of the question because of the load-bearing walls.
Right.
Every Tuesday, Bloomington or Normal mayors stop by for an update following their Monday evening council meetings. This Tuesday, it's Mayor Chris Kuss's turn. You're listening to Sound Ideas. The town held a public input session with consultants WSP Parsons Brinkerhoff. The consultants have recommended the most robust and most expensive connection under the tracks to connect Uptown with future Uptown development. Does this help settle the issue, do you think?
Well, I think it narrows the path that we're going down. I mean, there are other issues that they're looking at. Part of the phase one environmental study that they're doing, cost analysis of the project, a lot of things like that. And to remind the listeners that we're probably day five into a 30-day public comment period. If people would like to comment on this, they can do it through our webpage.
That's normal.org.
Yep, normal.org. So we're trying to get a lot of public comment at this point.
The impression I get is that this is more than a utilitarian tunnel. If the town can find the funding, what might people see there someday, do you think?
Well, I think, it's more of a connection between two areas of the uptown. You know, we're split in half by a railroad, and it's not easy to move around. So if we do indeed build a library on the Uptown South area and more residential, the ability to freely flow between both sides of the tracks is very important. And it will be more park-like and open. It won't be a dark, dank tunnel like a lot of people envision pedestrian tunnels to be. It will be a vital space.
And where is the railroad on this option? Or do they care whether it's over or under? Do they have a preference?
They don't. Not at all.
As long as it's not at grade.
As long as it's not at grade.
And, some people at this meeting brought up other at-grade crossings, one in Dwight, one in Joliet. As we understand it, those are going away as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You've talked about the funding mix and wanting to rely on federal dollars for this project. If it's important and federal dollars aren't forthcoming, should the town or could the town take on any or increased amount of the cost of this?
I don't see that being a viable option. The scope of the project is too large for us to finance that locally. I doubt that we would go that direction.
So it would
if your preference then would to be sort of just keep it on hold until you can find the money.
Well, it took us 10 years to get Uptown Station funded, so we're patient in that regard. And we know that these things take a long time. We're currently working on funding right now, talking to the Department of Transportation in Washington. It's a long process.
That means I skip my next question, which is the timeline for a tunnel. So you pretty much answered that. There was a rally in March in Bloomington yesterday about immigration. Those gathered want a welcoming ordinance. Where are you on a town ordinance that keeps police from working to support ICE or Immigration and Customs Enforcement?
Well, it gets very technical, and when we handed it over to our legal department, they had some serious concerns about the suggested ordinance that was handed to us as things that were beyond the scope of our ability to legislate, and in areas that we don't have authority. I understand the issue, and I'm supportive of the fact of keeping families together and that. And I think in this community, by and large, that's being done now between our police department and Bloomington's police department and the county. Our president has raised the volume on this issue by his staunch stand on immigration. So I think it's brought a lot of more awareness to this. And, you know, the fact that illegal aliens, you know, 8 years of the Obama administration had been deported, that's an issue that I don't think you can say we're going to stop deporting people.
Anymore. Sure. There does seem to be a renewed focus on this, though, as you allude to it. And some people are being deported. There's no traffic infraction. There's nothing. They're just being deported because they're here illegally, which didn't really happen much under the latter years of the Obama administration. What do you think of the current climate, in part fueled from the top down from the White House as it concerns immigration and immigrants, legal or otherwise?
Ask that again.
What do you think of the current climate as fueled from the top down here as it concerns immigration and immigrants?
You know, I think it's certainly been pushed to the forefront, and people are concerned. And you know, there's been an acceptance of illegal immigration for a long time in this country, especially in the agricultural sectors, probably restaurants throughout the United States and that.
And they're part of the economy.
Right, exactly. There's no question of that. And I think an aggressive deportation effort that targets these people is going to significantly hurt our economy.
A welcoming ordinance and sanctuary city status, how do those rank? Is one above or below the other?
Well, you know, it's a moving target right now. I mean, cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, New York are embroiled in legal action currently with
the
federal government. The federal government.
There's an injunction that stopped.
Right, and there's constitutional implications in what the federal government can and cannot do to instruct a city or withhold funding. It's a very convoluted process, and it's a very complicated issue.
Something the council may or may not address in the future?
The council took a look at the ordinance and had the same concerns that the legal department and I, frankly, had with the ordinance. I think some kind of action could come, but I don't see it coming as an ordinance.
Okay, Chris, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas. Mayor Chris Koos is serving his fourth full term as the town's mayor. Next week, you'll hear from City of Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.